Now, will you notice chapter 12, verse 1? And this is dramatic now, let me tell you. And the Lord sent Nathan unto David. This is, I think, one of the bravest men in Scripture, because David could have just lifted his hand and the scepter that was in his hand, not said a word, and they could have taken Nathan out and executed him for what he told David. And David's the kind of man that would execute him. We've already found that out, haven't we? Nathan's a brave man, will you notice? But the Lord sent him. And the Lord sent Nathan unto David. And he came unto him and said unto him, there were two men in one city, the one rich and the other poor. Here's a little story that Nathan's going to tell David. A story where David can see himself in a mirror. And that's what the Word of God is. It's a mirror. It reveals us as we really are. And that's what Nathan's going to do, is hold up a mirror, the Word of God, to David and let him see himself. And I think that Nathan came in, God's prophet, and there's probably a lull in state business. And David says to Nathan, do you have anything from the Lord for me? And he does. Do you notice it? And here's the story. There were two men in one city, one rich, the other poor. That's a typical city, is it not? There's the ghettos, there's the slums, and out yonder's Beverly Hills. Out yonder's where the rich live. This is the picture. The rich man had exceeding many flocks and herds. That sounds very familiar. Verse 3, but the poor man had nothing save one little ewe lamb, which he had bought and nourished up, and it grew up together with him and with his children. It did eat of his own meat, drank of his own cup, lay in his bosom, and was unto him as a daughter. In other words, this little lamb was a pet, greatly loved by the family. And they fed it, and this was the pet of the family. And so all the poor man had. That rich man had flocks and herds. What a contrast we have here. This is the continual war between rich and poor. And very candidly, I think the great problem today is not a race problem. I think the great problem today is capital and labor, rich and poor. I believe that's always been the problem, and I don't think it's been racial. I think it narrows itself down to rich and poor today. Now, will you notice, Nathan is really telling a story here that's quite familiar, is it not? Now, will you notice, the poor man had nothing but the little ewe lamb. The rich man had everything. Verse 4. There came a traveler unto the rich man, and he spared to take of his own flock and of his own herd to dress for the wayfaring man that was come unto him. He was not a generous man. He was a skinflint, as you can see. But he took the poor man's lamb and dressed it for the man that was come to him. Now, let me say something to you. I do not digress or discuss politics on this program, as you can see. But I'd like to just put down what is a great principle in this world today of sin. I recognize that certain political parties say they have the solution to the problems of the world. They want to be elected to office. I have no confidence myself in man. I do not believe that any politician today is going to do the thing that will be for the good of the poor. I don't care who he is, what he said, he's not doing it for the good of the poor. Never has that been done. It's not being done today. Let's not kid ourselves about that. It's quite interesting. They talk about they need money for this poverty program. Who pays for it? Do they tax the rich? No. My taxes have gone up. I tell you, they're sure taking my little ewe lamb, friend. And that's the story. Oh, this is a real story, friends, that Nathan's telling. And it's a very up-to-date story, by the way. Now, will you notice this? We'll see David in this in a moment. And they took the poor man's lamb. He dressed it for the man that was come to it. Now, when David heard that, he was a typical politician right now. And David had a sense of right and wrong. He had a sense of justice. And down deep underneath, there was a faith that never failed. There was a love for God that was there, and it was warm and real.